America's greatness is being restored, and there's breaking news every minute. Now, tens of millions of Americans are turning off Fox and CNN and tuning in to Newsmax for the breaking information they really need to know. Reuters Institute says Newsmax is one of the top news brands in America. Find it yourself on all major cable systems and on your TV or smartphone store. Just download the Newsmax app for free and start watching. You'll get great shows with Rob Schmidt, Greta Van Susteren, Rob Finnerty and Carl Higbee, and more. Find out why millions of Americans have made the switch. Even President Trump says Newsmax is terrific, and he's watching. So make the switch to Newsmax. Check us out on cable and satellite TV or download the Newsmax app today. Watch us anytime, anywhere. Remember, Newsmax is real news for real people.
Good morning, it's 9:03. I'm Maggie Hunter with the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center, brought to you by Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. The Baltimore City Health Department says a code blue extreme cold alert will take effect today and continue through Friday morning. Interim Health Commissioner Mary Beth Howler issued the alert due to the extended cold weather forecast, saying residents should take necessary precautions, stay indoors when possible, and check on neighbors who may need assistance. During a code blue, city agencies activate services that provide shelter and assistance for those in need, including those who are homeless. Harford County Sheriff Jeff Gowler is speaking out against a Maryland Senate bill that would require law enforcement to deny access to certain databases, facilities, or buildings by individuals seeking to enforce federal immigration law. In a social media video, Gowler says Senate Bill 977 would provide a safe place for criminal illegal immigrants to hide in Maryland. Stein on Sports and the exclusive WCBM Weather Channel forecast next.
Hi, it's Bruce Elliott. Tim Kyle Electric is now Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. Now, for years, they've been a trusted name in the electrical industry, serving residential and commercial clients with excellence and dedication. And now they're proud to bring their wealth of experience and exceptional service to homes that are looking for HVAC services. Now, during the winter weather, it's important to ensure your home is equipped with reliable heating, ventilation, and air conditioning systems. Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling are here to cater to your needs, ensuring comfort and peace of mind for you and your family. The weather has changed, and now is the time to call Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. Call them today, 410-876-9404. Remember, they also do outdoor lighting, plus service and sell all generators. For all your electrical and HVAC solutions, call 410-876-9404 or online timkylecompany.com. Tim Kyle Electric, Heating and Cooling, winner of Carroll's Best Electrician and HVAC Repair Company.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Orioles owner David Rubenstein in Sarasota for the start of official team workouts, which begin today. The City College-educated owner gave his overall assessment of where his Baltimore Orioles baseball team is.
I think the team is in pretty good shape. We have a really solid team. We've added to it during the offseason, and I'm very pleased with the team, and I think we have a chance to go all the way, absolutely.
And then the money question, as in team payroll, how high under his leadership could it potentially go?
I don't have a financial limit. The team is in very good financial shape. We don't have debt problems. We don't have financial challenges or anything like that. We want to put the best team on the field we can, and we don't have a constraint by saying there's a certain amount of money we've spent.
Orioles payroll has increased approximately from $109 million to $151 million year over year. More from the Orioles owner as the morning rolls on. Baltimore Banner reporting this morning, FBI documents released yesterday about former Orioles owner, late owner Peter Angelos, show the agency had investigated Angelos over potentially fraudulent insurance billing and then again for allegations that he had bribed a state senator. No charges were ever filed. Coming up in 30 minutes, put your seatbelt on. Here comes round two. And that is Stein on Sports.
The Maryland Home and Gardening Craft Show, presented by Maryland Heating and Air. March 1st and 2nd and 7th through 9th at the Timonium Fairgrounds Cow Palace and Exhibition Hall. Find great deals, new ideas, and practical advice with trusted local experts. Step into spring as you stroll through the blossoming feature gardens. Plus, see Leslie Davis and Lindsay Lamb from HGTV's Unsellable Houses March 7th and 8th. Shop, compare, and save on kitchens, baths, flooring, and more at the Maryland Home and Gardening Craft Show. Save on tickets at mdhomeandgarden.com.
At 9:06, here's the exclusive WCBM Weather Channel forecast.
Lots of cold weather, not a lot of snow. We're dry today, 34. Tomorrow, a slight chance of a snowflake in the afternoon, 30 the high. Thursday's cloudy, a few snow showers, 32 Thursday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Currently 20 degrees in Westminster, 28 in Easton, and 24 in Parkville. I'm Maggie Hunter, 680 WCBM News.
Stay connected and informed. Listen to Talk Radio 680 or stream us on your PC, tablet, or phone at WCBM.com. Kim Klasick Live starts now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Happy Tuesday. Oh, we got a lot to talk about today. A lot to talk about. Governor Wes Moore sat down with Armstrong Williams. I thought that was interesting, to say the least. We're going to discuss that. Also, I do have the audio here. I know I mentioned it yesterday. Ken Ullman, he is the Maryland Democrat chairman for the Maryland Dems, obviously. And he did do an interview yesterday. And I normally wouldn't pull audio from this particular show, but I couldn't resist. I couldn't resist. He was talking about the budget. He was talking about saving us Marylanders so much money. I had to bring that to you. So, of course, I got the audio on that. Also, we did mention yesterday, because I think one of our callers asked if President Trump was going to go after Social Security, if he really wants to cut a lot of waste, fraud, and abuse. And there was a caller that also mentioned that they found out that they were cutting checks to those that were deceased. Well, I have some audio for you on that one, because our press secretary, Caroline Leavitt, she did go on Fox News yesterday and she did talk about it. Also at 10 o'clock, we'll be joined by Glenn Gilhar. He is running for office here in 2026. And I love Glenn because he started so early on. He's been really just chipping away and having at it. And I really do respect the fact that he's out there knocking doors, even when it's not election season. He knocks doors all year round. He attends events and engages with voters all year round. And like I said, that's what it takes for a Republican to win in Maryland. And I can even say that with, you know, my hectic schedule, you know, it's I don't have what it takes for the discipline to go knock doors literally every single week as Glenn does. And I have nothing but admiration and respect for him and the fact that he does that. And he also has children. So that's, you know, because I do. I look at Glenn and I'm like, you know, Kim, what is your excuse today? You should be out there every day, just like Glenn. So we'll talk to him at 10 o'clock. He is going to go over some of these bills that are being discussed in Annapolis and that are hitting the floor. There are a couple bills, honestly, that are being proposed that are just so ridiculous. So ridiculous that they scare me. And they scare me because, you know, you would think that in a normal world, a bill that is ridiculous would not pass, right? But this is the state of Maryland. And I am very nervous that some of these bills will pass. As I mentioned on the morning drive there, the new delegate, Latoya Cogolo, she will join us tomorrow around 9:30 because she also has some concerning bills that she is working to try and hope to get, whether she takes them off the table. I don't know if she can work well enough with Democrats to do that. But this is one of the reasons why I supported Latoya as she was trying to fill that vacant seat there in Anne Arundel County. She does work across the aisle, and she has attended events, you know, with, you know, the Maryland Democrats, and she is a Republican through and through. But it's a case where they actually respect her, and they respect where she stands on the issues. So if somebody could get some amendments in there, or even get some of these ridiculous bills off the table, I think it would be Latoya. I think it would. So we're going to talk to her tomorrow. Also, the big story of the day for me might not be for you, but if you're like me, it is a big story for you. And it's also the question of the day. So if you haven't already, please, by all means, go to WCBM.com because we're going to talk about this later. The question of the day brought to you by Renovation Real Estate. Should SNAP cover junk foods? Yes or no? Should SNAP cover junk foods? Of course, myself, I already clicked no. I already clicked no, because it's, look, we talked about this, I think it was almost a year ago, where we were going back and forth. And I remember specifically a caller had this, you know, pretty good idea that those that use SNAP benefits should have their own marketplace or their own grocery store? Because this is kind of going towards what Sean Casey was talking about just a moment ago on a morning drive. Because he said, and it would be true, if we were behind individuals with the SNAP benefits and then you made these changes where it didn't cover certain foods, yes, the lines would be longer. Yes, you would have a situation where those of us, you know, that do pay for our own food, even the little bit of food that we can get, because, you know, groceries are expensive, we will be waiting behind individuals that will be confused on what is, you know, considered, you know, under the SNAP benefit and what is not. And so my thought is, you know, once you ring it up, there should be a way, kind of like if you apply, like your, say you go to Food Lion, or the Food Lion card, you put your phone number in, and then it adjusts with the discounts and the coupons. I would think that's what would happen here with those with SNAP benefits. You would ring everything up, and then you would use your SNAP card, and then whatever wasn't covered would then be your remaining balance. That's what I would think would happen. But as Sean pointed out, it will lead to much more confusion and a lot longer lines. But as I noted, that caller that called in, and again, that was a year ago, that caller said, you know what, why not give them their own marketplace or their own food center, and all of the items in that food center, that is what is, you know, that is considered something that you can use with your SNAP benefits. I think that's a great idea. Now, whether or not the government actually wants to go about their way and build a grocery store or marketplace, then they have to employ people, right? So then you're getting it to cost. But if you restrict some of the things that SNAP beneficiaries use, then you would be saving a lot of money on that too. So maybe, perhaps, the marketplace wouldn't be that bad and you would create some job. I don't know. Look, this is a conversation we're definitely going to have, but for right now, go to WCBM.com and partake in the poll. Should SNAP cover junk foods, yes or no? Brought to you by Renovation Real Estate. So far, 100% of you say no, but please go and make your voice heard. With that, we're going to go over to Governor Wes Moore and Armstrong Williams. All right, so I watched this interview. It was a town hall on Fox 45. It is still on Fox 45's website if you want to check it out. I watched this interview twice. Yes, I stayed up last night and I watched it twice because there were new gems that I heard even the second time around that I didn't get the first time around. I can tell you right now, the way that he dances around the truth, the way that he's able to put a spin on all of these things that are absolutely horrible, especially to our financial needs here in Maryland, he is a craftsman. I don't know who's putting his talking points together. I would assume it's most likely a spokesperson that I mentioned before, Cardi Elliott, I would assume. But they're doing a damn good job. They really are. Because the way that he's able to throw out these word salads, he's much better than Kamala Harris. He throws out these word salads to not really answer the question. But Armstrong Williams, the way that he hosted this town hall, he did such a good job at walking him up to the edge. And then it was up to him to stay off the side of the cliff, right? It was right there. Like, either you're going to jump off, you're going to fall off, or you're going to be able to walk yourself back. And I think that Armstrong did a great job with that. And so I do have some audio here for you, but I want to say, I tried to keep count of all the lies that he was telling during this town hall, Wes Moore. I couldn't keep track. I could not keep track. Again, this town hall was about an hour long, I guess, if you give or take all the pauses that they took for commercial. And I would say almost every question that was asked was met with half-truths, I guess you could call it alternative truths, or just a flat-out lie. And I was shocked, to be honest with you, because I knew that they were going to post this on their social media pages, right? I knew Fox 45 would do that. And I thought, wow, he did such a good job dancing around some of these questions. I bet he was able to persuade some of his constituents in thinking that he's doing a fantastic job, or that he is not to blame for some of the budget deficit and so much of what we see today. I thought maybe possibly people would believe him because he was that great at selling some of these lies. Well, I'll tell you what, and I'll read a couple of comments for you. I went to Fox 45's Instagram page, and in the comment section, every single comment was not only accusatory, it was basically, sir, I need you to resign. And I'm telling you right now, you can go to these people's pages because, of course, you can follow the link, you know, from their comments. And these are individuals that supported Governor Westmore. These are individuals that are obviously Democrats and vote heavily blue. These are individuals that had Kamala Harris and Win with Black Women in their profiles. I'm telling you right now, if there was ever a time where I thought Governor Westmore could be beat, it is now. It is now. The reaction to this town hall was beyond my wildest dreams. I'm excited about it, and I'm happy. And I'm happy that people are wide awake on it. Now, Governor Westmore, like I said, he had a lot to talk about. But there was one audio clip here where Armstrong Williams asked him about the Wall Street Journal piece that came out with a headline. It says, like, you know, Westmore's Californication of Maryland. Basically saying that Westmore is like Gavin Newsom, and he's turning this into a, you know, a liberal, I can't curse on this show, a liberal, a liberal land of lies. So we'll just call it that. Take a listen.
I saw a Wall Street Journal headline, Governor, and I want to read this to you. Yeah. They said, the Wall Street Journal referred to your administration as the Californication of Maryland. In other words, they're saying that you've become the Gavin Newsom of Maryland. And I was a little surprised. And when I saw it, I said, let me see what the governor, how does he respond to that?
That's a dumb headline. It's a dumb headline. It's stupid. You know, because it's stupid for a bunch of different reasons. One, that when you looked at what happened inside the article, there's nothing factual about it, because if you were looking at how we wanted to focus on economic growth, because the biggest challenge we've had within the state of Maryland is we have not had economic growth, that we've had an economy that has just stayed flat. And so you've got to be able to create mechanisms of economic growth. You've got to make it more attractive for businesses to be able to come. You've got to be able to spurn our entrepreneurs and be able to support them. And so that's why the plan that we have put together does some basic things. It makes it easier for people to do business inside of the state of Maryland. It does procurement reform and making sure that the billions of dollars that Maryland spends every single year, that they should be used with Maryland businesses to be able to support our entrepreneurs and our inventors and our investors, that it does things like making sure we can invest in industries of the future and places where we're uniquely capable of winning in. So that includes things like life sciences, that includes AI and quantum and cyber, that includes things like aerospace and defense, because we have all the assets in the state of Maryland, but we have not been investing in them. And it says we need to start investing in them. And it says we need to reform a tax code to be able to give the people, the middle class families in our state, to give them a little extra breathing room. And that's why our tax plan, that for 82% of Marylanders will either see a cut or see no change at all inside of their tax rate. So the headline is stupid. And it also goes back to the fact that, listen, I'm going to fight for middle class families. I'm going to fight for working class families. I'm going to make sure that they're okay. The Wall Street Journal can fight for who they want to fight for.
All right, there you have it. We'll continue this discussion when we get back from the break. You can tell that this hit a nerve. It hit a nerve, right? He does not want to be called the next Gavin Newsom. Right now, we're going to go to Tim Herb. He's with RBC Wealth Management. He has our morning market flash. Tim, good morning to you.
Tuesday. How are you?
I'm doing well. What did we miss on this day off?
Yeah, well, exactly. Well, we do have, in fact, a shortened trading week this week, Kim. Yesterday, of course, I told you last Friday morning for the morning market flash that the stock markets were closed yesterday on Monday in observance of the President's Day holiday. So we only have 4 days this week as far as activity with the overall economy. Thus far, even though we have a shortened trading week, the market does look positive for today here, Tuesday morning. At this moment in time, the Dow futures, Kim, are up about 42 points. S&P 500 futures up about 24.5, but the surprising index is the NASDAQ up about 119 points, which is interesting here this morning. And we're seeing, again, activity coming off of a winning week last week for the major averages. When we looked at the market last week, the Dow was up about 0.6% last week, Kim. S&P up about 1.5%, but the NASDAQ, again, which is a heavily technology-based index, the NASDAQ composite did increase last week 2.6%. And much of that advance, Kim, coming last Thursday after President Donald Trump's plan for, and I said that word, reciprocal tariffs, reciprocation on countries with levies on U.S. goods. That kind of soothing investors who are kind of worried right now about these all these tariffs and the news, kind of the trade wars between different countries. And stocks have, in fact, had a choppy start to the year thus far, even though we're kind of at the midway point here in February, with these concerns surrounding not only trade tariffs, but also inflation. So the markets still, though, are fairly resilient, Kim, not too far off their recent highs. I think the overall investors are looking still for a catalyst. You know, what is the catalyst to continue on for the next leg of the stock market, potentially to move higher? People are kind of, it's that wait and see right now. But elsewhere in the economy, Johnson & Johnson beginning their crucial battle over a $10 billion, yes, billion with a B, baby powder settlement. They're facing a critical test, again, over its $10 billion proposal to end litigation, alleging that its baby powder caused ovarian cancer. So that's in the news. Elsewhere, Southwest announced here this morning they're cutting 15% of their corporate jobs as part of their cost savings plan. So we've got some news still floating around here in the economy, Kim. We'll wait and see what happens here this Tuesday. I'll be back, of course, tomorrow on Wednesday for another Morning Market Flash.
Thanks, Tim.
Maid Pro, how can I help you today?
Oh my gosh, I got the wrong maid service, and now I'm in very deep trouble with my wife.
Maid Pro is here to help.
I need someone that is professional and takes the job seriously. No funny business.
All Maid Pro cleaners are background checked, bonded and insured, and are professionally trained in Maid Pro University. Maid Pro's 49-point checklist ensures that every cleaning is perfect every time.
I wish I got Maid Pro to begin with. I would not be in the doghouse today.
Make the right choice in maid service the first time.
Mention Arnold.
And your fifth cleaning is free. MaidPro.com. Maid Pro. Squeaky clean. Celebrity voice impersonated.
Joe Hartman here, owner of Perry Hall Investment Group. Now is a great time to sell your unwanted property for top dollar with no commissions or fees. Call me today at 410-989-5200. That's 410-989-5200.
The Sean Hannity Show.
CEO of Zillow has just said that if illegal immigrants have to go back home, that that will ease the housing shortage in the country and lower prices and make it more affordable. Donald Trump can get the economy in a better spot and interest rates go down. That's going to make a home more affordable. This is what we've sadly taken as a new normal. It doesn't have to be this way.
Sean Hannity, weekdays 3 to 6 on Talk Radio 680 WCVM.
All right, good morning. Happy Tuesday. Man, oh man, we're talking about Governor Wes Moore. You know what? He's been the topic of conversation a lot lately. And mainly because, of course, he's the governor here in Maryland, and we're talking about the budget and the fact that we're facing a deficit. But not only that, the games that he's playing with all of this are just mind-boggling. He's pretending like he's saving people all this money. He says, oh, we're cutting taxes for the middle class. There's nothing that is going to be saved here. Okay, I will say anybody and everybody, whether you get food delivery purchases or anything, you are going to end up paying more here in 2025. There's no getting around that. There is no getting around that. Look, they're talking in Annapolis about adding some more fees to, you know, sugary drinks. You can't even go to the gas station to get a soda without facing the fees. It's wild. It's wild, but I did note, Governor Wes Moore, in that entire hour interview, he did not say President Trump's name. You could tell that he did not want to talk about Trump. He said that he would work with anybody, and Armstrong pressed him a few times, even Donald Trump, and he kept saying, I'll work with anybody. So I guess he got some memo telling him that he should not mention Trump's name at all. You know, but it was interesting because there was a couple of things he said there where he said, you know, I don't point fingers. I don't know about you guys, but I recall, because it was just maybe, what, last week, where he was pointing fingers at former Governor Larry Hogan and saying that he did not leave a surplus. He said, basically, you know, it's all Governor Larry Hogan's fault that we're facing this deficit because it's a structure deficit. And then, he talks about some of the things that passed while Governor Hogan was in office. I mean, it's as if we're dumb. We're not dumb. We know that there's been a super majority for the Democrat Party in Annapolis. You know, obviously, ever since I even moved to Maryland when I was in the third grade. I mean, it's always been this way. The Democrats got us here. And the fact that they've even mentioned Hogan on this, look, Hogan didn't make some great decisions. You know, trust me on that one. But this is what the supermajority got us. Let's see. I've got Tim in Baltimore. Tim, you wanted to weigh in?
Oh, well, first off, I want to call bingo on Governor Tax Moore, and he's a definite BSer. He's gaslighting us. But yeah. Here's the thing. He's trying to de-electrify the state, and yet he wants to tout AI and this and that and all sort of stuff. You have a federal agency located on Fort Meade that is a huge consumer of electrical power. And you're going to tell me that that's not going to influence their operations?
Right.
That's not going to influence the whole dynamic of want to do other things and entrepreneurs and teaming up with colleges and universities? He's an idiot.
Yeah.
And people get what they vote for.
No, absolutely, Tim. I think everybody would agree with you this morning. I hope you have a great week.
Always a good week.
Thank you. Thank you for weighing in there. I can't drop that for some reason. You know, I here's the thing. As I was watching even some of this, I was watching the interview, and I noted that three times Governor Westmore said that he was new to politics. He was new to the political arena. He didn't grow up in this. He didn't come from a political background. Well, the way that you're managing this thing, I would say, duh, right? You obviously don't get how this works at all. But on top of this, you know, the fact that he has this relationship with Armstrong Williams, let's go back to why that is. Armstrong Williams was there when Governor Westmore was, before being governor, a Republican working as a White House fellow for Condoleezza Rice. That's how Armstrong developed this relationship with Governor Moore. Okay? Now think about how long ago it's been since the Bush administration and Condoleezza was there. This is, everything he said in this interview was a lie. Everything he said, from not being in politics to the fact that he's saving people money. He said that he's not pointing fingers. He's pointing fingers at this entire time. His whole State of the State address, I would think, what was it, like 45 minutes? 20 minutes of it was blaming Hogan and Donald Trump. I'm not shocked, but like I said, for once, I can see the light. For once, I can see how vulnerable Governor Westmore is. He said that his priority is to grow the economy. Meanwhile, businesses are leaving, right? I mean, we sit here every day at WCBM. People, you're calling me saying, I'm closing up shop. I'm headed to another state. Businesses are leaving. He's talking about recruiting more teachers. What's the incentive to be here? There are no incentives. There are none. When we get back, I do want to get more of your take on this. 410-WCBM-680. That's 410-922-6680. It looks like I have some texts coming in the text line. If you haven't already, download the WCBM app. It's free in the App Store, and you can text me live through that app. This entire interview, like I said, was a lie. And we finally have some answers here on how he feels about MPRP. We'll get into that coming up next as well.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. A high-level U.S. delegation led by Secretary of State Rubio and an equally high-level Russian delegation led by Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov have wrapped up their talks in Saudi Arabia. They talked about the war in Ukraine, of course, but improving U.S.-Russia relations as well. It was a dramatic scene on the ground at Toronto's Pearson Airport, a Delta Airlines plane belly up after landing and then flipping over. There were no fatalities. Of the 80 people on board the plane, some 18 suffered injuries. Bitter cold has taken hold of the nation's midsection as a polar vortex grips the Rockies and the northern plains, comes on the heels of a weekend storm that pummeled the eastern U.S. with flooding, killing at least 14 people, with Kentucky especially hard hit. Stocks opening modestly higher this morning on Wall Street. More details, srnnews.com.
Hi, I'm attorney Stephen Friedman. You know, my dad was a lawyer for 20 years before starting his own practice, the law offices of Michael Friedman. And over that time, besides honing his legal skills, he learned what clients want and expect from a firm. For example, it seems many businesses today do whatever is possible to keep you from talking to a live person. At our firm, we do the exact opposite. It's a priority to assure you speak to a real person who actually knows what they're talking about. For starters, our receptionist was an insurance company claims adjuster for years, and all our staff are experienced and knowledgeable. If you call after hours or on the weekends, we have a live answering service who we've worked with for years and know exactly how to immediately get in touch with us. You won't have to wait 24 hours or for the next business day to get a call back. Normally, you'll hear from us the next hour. So if you or a loved one have been injured by any negligent act, please call the law offices of Michael Friedman, 410-363-6848 for a free consultation. And there is never a fee unless we win.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Partly cloudy skies with a high temperature of 77 degrees greet the Orioles today. Full squad workouts begin. General Mike Elias is on hand, as is Orioles team owner David Rubenstein, making his first spring training appearance and addressing how hands-on he was slash is in Oriole baseball decision making.
I was learning the Orioles, so I can't say I was as hands-on as somebody who'd been doing it for 10 years, but I tried to not do anything damaging to the team.
Meanwhile, another Raven in the news for off-the-field behavior. Offensive lineman Ben Cleveland was arrested on suspicion of driving under the influence last week, according to the Baltimore Sun. Cleveland was stopped last Wednesday in Milledgeville, Georgia. Blood alcohol level was .178, more than double the legal limit of .08. Cleveland will be a free agent in March. And finally, get ready for round two Thursday night in Boston. Talking about Four Nations hockey, it'll be the USA versus Canada again. Canada gets there courtesy of their 5-3 win yesterday over Finland. Center Nathan MacKinnon's reaction on playing the U.S.
Yeah, the last thing we wanted to do was go home. Whoever we're playing in the finals, obviously it's going to be the Americans. We'd love to play them again. You know, we feel like we could beat those guys.
U.S. beaten by Sweden last night 2-1. Coming up in 30 minutes, the Orioles owner on getting a series ring. And that is Stein on Sports.
The Maryland Home and Gardening Craft Show, presented by Maryland Heating and Air. March 1st and 2nd and 7th through 9th at the Timonium Fairgrounds Cow Palace and Exhibition Hall. Find great deals, new ideas, and practical advice with trusted local experts. Step into spring as you stroll through the blossoming feature gardens. Plus, see Leslie Davis and Lindsay Lamb from HGTV's Unsellable Houses March 7th and 8th. Shop, compare, and save on kitchens, baths, flooring, and more at the Maryland Home and Gardening Craft Show. Save on tickets at mdhomeandgarden.com.
The cold weather may limit how much time you're outside the next couple of days, but toward the end of the week, we do slowly start to warm up a little bit. At least we're dry today, partly cloudy, breezy at times, 34 this afternoon. Tonight, upper teens to low 20s. Tomorrow, there's a slight chance of some snow late in the day, 30 the high tomorrow, and a few snow showers Thursday, 32 Thursday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Need new blinds? At Blinds.com, we offer guaranteed low prices, guaranteed satisfaction, free samples, and free shipping. At Blindster, we take the fear out of ordering custom blinds, shades, and shutters so you can do it yourself and save big. Blindster.com.
You know how some places are just so special that you can't wait to go back again? That's what people tell us about when they come to Libertours in Bel Air. Hi, this is Italo, your host of Libertours in Bel Air. We offer great food at a very friendly price in a comfortable atmosphere with plenty of free parking. We think that the superb quality of our salads, pastas, steaks, and seafood will have you come back for more. And also, telling all your friends about us. Visit us at 562 Baltimore Pike, or for more info, Google Libertours Restaurant in Bel Air.
Crestlock.com is a local company specializing in access control, automatic doors, security cameras, and locksmith services. Crestlock.com has the tools and personnel to handle your projects. All Crestlock.com staff are required to have the Maryland Security Technician License. We have licensed master electricians and locksmiths, so stop by Crestlock.com at 10015 Plasky Highway to see our state-of-the-art showroom and mobile showroom, or give us a call at 410-256-7800 to bring our showroom to your site.
Retirement, it's almost here. Are you ready? Join Mike DePaula and Sarah Flora of Flora and DePaula Wealth Partners for SWAT, Retirement Strategy Hour. Saturday is at 2 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Investment advisory services made available through AE Wealth Management LLC, a registered investment advisor.
The news and sports you want. Timely and accurate traffic and weather. And the informed opinions you trust. Only on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right. Happy Tuesday to you. We're talking about Governor Wes Moore and the fact that he sat down with Armstrong Williams and he sat on a throne of lies. Yes, lies. I don't usually call them lies just straight up and flat out like this, but they were obvious lies. And you could tell during the interview, he was getting a little frustrated because he almost had like the neck roll thing going on at some point in time. Just FYI, guys, and I'm not saying there's anything wrong with single motherhood, right? Because right now, you guys know I'm divorced. I'm raising my daughter. I'm a single mom, technically, right? Even though our dad's pretty much there. We can tell when you were raised by single moms. I just want I don't know if you know this, but there's some of us can tell, okay? Because the way that Wes Moore, again, if you have a chance to look at this interview, and Armstrong does have it up on YouTube, and then, of course, Fox 45 has the link on their website. But there are moments where he's like, you could see he's rolling his neck back and forth, and it looks like he wants to do, like, the finger snap. I know it sounds weird, but you get those mannerisms from from your mom. And I just want to make sure you know that and make sure that you're aware of it. This is like a self-awareness situation. This is just a PSA, okay? I'm being a friend here. We can see it. We can see it. All right, anyways. So Governor Wes Moore, he sat down. He told a bunch of lies. I got some texts and calls here because I know many of you want to weigh in here. Mike says in the text line, he says, Kim, I'm listening to you from South Carolina where I moved a year ago. I love Maryland and have always been proud of it. But I am now embarrassed to tell people I'm from Maryland. It is quickly becoming a communist enclave. The proposals in the General Assembly will do nothing but destroy the entire state by chasing all producers out. It is the worst in the region to start or run a business. Taxes and regulations are ridiculous and can't compete. Yes, Mike. Mike, congratulations on getting out of the state. I hear South Carolina is actually really nice in some areas. And congrats to you. But you're absolutely correct in this. And it's so interesting because Wes Moore yesterday during this interview, he says, my priority is focusing on economic growth and having more businesses coming to the state of Maryland. That cannot be your priority with what you have laying out for all to see. Nobody's going to come here. There are zero incentives. If anything, people want to leave. They don't want to stay here. I've got Linda in Pasadena. Linda, you wanted to weigh in?
Yeah, I wanted to say I'm so frustrated with Maryland, but I can't leave because my family's here. And the taxes, I got my gas bill. It was $100 more than usual. It was the most I paid. My kids are older, and there's only two of us in a house. That's the most I paid in a gas bill was this. I've never been so frustrated. And then they also want to continue to support illegal migration. And I'm just like, we have so many Marylanders that are really struggling, but they want to still continue with these progressive policies. And it's hurting the people here, the people who pay the taxes, who have jobs, who raise children. And like I said, if I didn't have my family here, I would probably have gone to a different state, like Florida, who seems, so anyways, but that's my opinion, and I thank you very much. You are wonderful, have a good day.
Thank you, Linda. You too, and thank you so much for sharing. I hope you have a great week. And a lot of people feel the same way as Linda, right? You have family here, so you must stay. And it's unfortunate. It's like, this is how we're looking at the state of Maryland. It is unfortunate. All right, here's some audio for you, because, of course, many people have been asking about Governor Wes Moore and his idea of the Maryland Piedmont Reliability Project and whether or not he's going to stand, 10 toes down and demand that PSC basically throws this to the wayside, especially when it comes to eminent domain. Take a listen.
Will you instruct Public Service Commission to protect the interests of landowners in three counties from having their land taken away?
Well, first, with the way the PSC, the Public Service Commission, is structured, I can't instruct them. They're an independent agency. So the governor nor anybody else cannot instruct.
Do you appoint them?
That we appoint them, but I cannot instruct them. So I do want to be clear on
that. But you can influence them.
I do want to be clear that there are legal limitations.
I understand, but you have power. You're the governor.
There are legal limitations as to what a governor can do or instruct and still remain within the bounds of the law.
But you're going to fight for the people of Maryland in your own way.
The PSC and everybody in this state is very clear on where I stand. When I say we have to make sure that we are protecting ratepayers, that we have to make sure that we're being transparent in our process, it's the same exact reason when I stated out publicly my challenge with what we saw with the Piedmont process, where I said the problem was not just the fact, not just transmission lines. We have to be able to create more energy assets. I think it's part of the reason that we're seeing here about what we're talking about before about supply and demand, and while we're watching rising costs, is we have to be able to do more so that we're not just consistently importing energy. We have to be able to create more energy generation within our own state, but there's a right way to do it. and you got to do it the right way, and that is with the community and with transparency. I do not believe in things like eminent domain.
Will the power line help it in Maryland?
The PSC is the one who's going to decide that, but as I've stated publicly before, unless there are changes to what we were talking about months ago, I think they're going to have a very difficult time making it happen.
Good answer. So,
good answer. That's what you heard there. So there's your answer, ladies and gentlemen, to all those who are going to be affected by the Maryland Piedmont Reliability Project. There is your answer from Governor Wes Moore. He's going to allow the PSC to make the decision. As Armstrong pointed out, he's the one that appoints the PSC, right? He appoints that commission. He says, oh, I can't see that happening. If you are worried about eminent domain, if you are one of those farmers or one of those landowners that are worried about eminent domain, there is your answer. He's saying, my name is Bennett and I ain't in it. Meanwhile, he could technically do something about it. He has decided not to. Why? Because this goes along with his agenda. This goes along with the narrative he loves, right? Going green, the data centers, you know, the grids, all this other stuff. There's your answer, ladies and gentlemen. He just told you. He outlined the whole thing. He's not going to do anything about it. You can lose your land. He does not care. He's Bennett. He's not in it. I was blown away at his response to that. I got Barbara in Baltimore. Barbara, you wanted to weigh in?
Oh, my gosh, he's been in it and I ain't in it. I'm telling you, I haven't heard that in a long time, Kevin. You're absolutely right. I just wanted to ask this question. I didn't see the interview, and I'm kind of getting in late on hearing this. I'm getting ready to go to work. But I just wondered, did anybody ask him about an audit, about DOGE, about having an audit of the Maryland Lottery? Has he been asked about where is all that money going?
That's a great question, Barbara. He did mention
Maryland State Lottery is, oh my gosh, the money that goes there. They've got the 2 and 3. They got midday drawings, evening drawings. They've added games. They've taken up the price of some of the tickets.
Yeah,
give me a break.
Yeah,
give me a break. There should be no tax increases in this state at all for anything.
Yeah, you would think so.
As for eminent domain, I'm glad they're not coming down here in the city taking nothing over here, because people in the county, y'all better look out for yourselves. File a lawsuit.
Yeah.
Protect your land. Protect yourselves.
Yeah. Great advice, Barbara.
Force it in the courts.
Yep.
Have a great day.
You too. You too. Thank you so much. And to answer Barbara's question, he was asked about DOGE and whether or not they would do something here in Maryland. Governor Wes Moore said yes, but to Barbara's credit here, he was not asked specifically about the Maryland Lottery Fund. A lot of you have always asked, you know, where does that money go? Where does the cannabis money go? Where does, you know, the casino money? You know, there's lots of money here that we were told that we're going to go into, whether it's infrastructure or all these other things, and we never see it. I wanted to read some of the comments to you on this post. Again, Fox 45 posted this on Instagram. And let me tell you what, many of these people in the comments, they are minorities and they are Democrats, okay? As I told you guys before, there are many Democrats that do not like Governor Wes Moore and the way things are headed in their own party. And that's why I said we should be welcoming those individuals with open arms. We should. One of the comments says he's Kamala Harris 2.0. Guaranteed he's going to run for POTUS in 2028. And if he continues, he's going to lose. Another commenter says, you didn't ask the right questions, Armstrong. And his statements were too emotional. See, I told you guys about the neck roll. He did it a lot, actually. This commenter says, ask him what happened to the surplus of budget that Hogan left to the state. Ask him, do you think it's wise to run the wealthy out of Maryland? Ask him, do you think it's smart to tax small things like food and energy while federal tax rates are high as hell? That was from a commenter. I went to this person's profile. Guess what it was? It is a black man with the rainbow flags, part of the LGBTQIA community. He checks all the boxes. All the boxes. That was his comment. Another comment says, take your clean energy nonsense down the street. We don't want it. This commenter says, these acting lessons are coming in handy, I tell you. Another comment, he looks good as he lies through his perfectly white teeth. Another comment, where is the money Hogan left? He needs to answer this. Somebody just put a trash can emoji in the comment section. Oh, my gosh. Somebody says, get a new job. Yeah, let's see. Big talk, no substance. Where's the Hogan money? Governor? Why are there like 300 new taxes and fees on the lower middle class? Do an interview with a real reporter Tucker Carlson or Megyn Kelly. Would love to see that. People that will ask the hard questions. Let's see. Another comment says, you fix things, but you broke Maryland. Interesting. He does talk about fixing things, right? Yeah, but he did. He broke Maryland. Now, most of the comments, honestly, and this woman's name is Stacy. There's a lot of people here. They say, where is the money from Hogan? That's the number one comment is, you know, basically surrounding the surplus. Because, again, we never got a straight answer for that. He said it was just a sugar high, and that surplus didn't really help out, and it doesn't go towards the structural deficit or structural budget, I should say. But he never has explained what he spent the money on, because that was, what, $5 billion? He hasn't explained any of it. All right, real quick, I wanted you to take a listen to this audio, because Ken Ullman, he is the chairman of the Maryland Dems, and he was on a radio show yesterday with T4 Brian Eman. And I don't usually pull clips from this show, but, you know, these Democrats are too afraid to come on WCBM. So I had to pull this. But Brian Eman is clearly up to his eyeballs on some of this rhetoric when it comes to Democrats supposedly saving us Marylanders money. Take a listen.
When you guys say that two-thirds of Marylanders are going to get a tax cut, it really is laughable. Because at the most, it's $174 for a year. That works out to $6 a pay period. When you throw in all the extra fees and taxes that we have to pay in other ways, that money is gone by the time February rolls around. So it's really, I mean, it comes across honestly as just a gimmick that you can say, hey, we gave two-thirds of Marylanders a tax break, and that gets put in the headlines, and that's what people repeat, and that's what gets out there. But we all know that if you're a Marylander, even if you're making under $100,000 a year, there is an overwhelmingly good chance you're paying more to the state government than you would have before this budget.
Well, obviously you have a perspective on this, Brian, and I very much appreciate and respect it. But the fact is,
is it accurate? Is it accurate? That's the question.
It is accurate. You're getting a tax cut. You said it.
Right.
I mean, you can pick how much you make and how much the value is, and you can look at all your costs. You can pick an average family, a family in this position, a renter versus a homeowner, and, you know, all those things. The fact is, the 82% either see their taxes the same or go down in this budget proposal that the governor's
income
made.
Tax, but how much money goes out of your back pocket to the state of the state of Maryland? That's going to be increased. It's hard to see it any other way than you're going to pay more money to the state of Maryland.
Well, look, you're getting a tax. You're getting a tax decrease, and those who make at the highest levels are asked to pay a little bit more. And we think that's a fair way to go about funding education, public safety, and the kinds of things that make this the kind of state that folks want to live in. Obviously, that's the debate that's taken place in Annapolis. That's where we are.
All right. There's the Maryland chairman, Maryland Democrat chairman, Ken Ullman. He has no response. Did you hear that? He had no response. He told Brian, that's your perspective. My guy, that's the truth. That is the truth. You're going to save, what did they say, $6 every pay period for people? While you're paying probably on one food delivery, $6 that they're now going to charge you for, put some of these fees on. He had no response. This whole thing that people are getting a cut, it's a nasty lie. When we get back, I do want to ask how you feel about, really, Governor Wes Moore and Ken Ullman. Because, you know, many of you live in the state of Maryland, and I don't see how we get out of this situation with the people that are currently in charge. Glen Burnie Transmissions and Jem Jennings Transmissions have joined together to make sure that no matter where you are in Baltimore, you can choose the best when it comes to your transmission. So both companies have been in business for over half a century, and it's about time the two premier transmission service companies have teamed up. Whether it's new, used, rebuilt, or remanufactured transmissions for hundreds less than the dealers, look no further than either Glen Burnie Transmissions or Jim Jennings Transmissions. You'll get the same courteous, professional, and expert service from both companies. You have free area towing and financing available. So all you really have to do is call Glen Burnie Transmissions at 410-766-8500, or you can go online at gbt-online.com. You can also call Jim Jennings Transmissions at 410 686-6700, or you can just go online at jjt-online.com. Glenn Burney Transmissions and Jim Jennings Transmissions, the best team in Maryland.
Waking up on the right side. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
It is mind-numbing, the numbers. You know, you hear millions, billions, and trillions. But now we're finding hundreds of billions in all of this money in waste, fraud, abuse, and corruption. You know, Doge dug up another $1.9 billion in taxpayer money that, quote, was misplaced. How do you misplace $1.9 million at the Department of Housing and Urban Development? How does that happen? You know, how does a top agency recover that sum only because Elon Musk did it? And I know it's maybe fashionable, although the American people are quickly not buying it. There was a Rasmussen poll out on top of the Trafalgar and Insider Advantage poll last week. You know, his popularity, as more and more people become aware of it, they're going to realize Elon Musk is a national treasure.
From coast to coast, from sea to shining sea, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It's been used as a store of value for thousands of years. It's known as a safe haven asset in times of uncertainty. It's breaking record after record this year, and many economists are predicting it could skyrocket even higher. Of course, I'm talking about the precious metal, gold. Right now, thousands of Americans are looking to precious metals like gold and silver to diversify their savings. Even central banks around the world are stocking up on gold. Is it time you learn more about what precious metals can do for you? Visit HannityGold.com or call 855-815-GOLD to learn more. Right now, the top-rated precious metals company, Goldco, is offering a free gold and silver kit to arm you with the facts about how gold could potentially help safeguard your retirement. Visit HannityGold.com or call 855-815-GOLD to get your copy of the 2025 Gold and Silver Kit free of charge. Plus, you could receive up to a 10% instant match on bonus silver for qualified accounts. Visit HannityGold.com or call 855-815-GOLD. That's HannityGold.com.
What if they can guarantee the prices of Bitcoin will be $1 million in 2030? Well, they can't, but they can guarantee you'll save a lot of money on blinds at their company, Blindster.com. Free samples, free shipping, and guaranteed to fit. Shop at Blindster.com today.
Attention all kitchen and bath remodelers. Now for over four decades, Chesapeake Kitchen Wholesalers offers wholesale pricing on premium kitchen and bath solutions. At Chesapeake Kitchens, let our showroom be your showroom. Call 855-WE-DESIGN or go to ChesapeakeKitchens.com.
Vacation starts with VA. One thing you'll love about your trip to Virginia is that you'll never have to settle for one thing. All that you love is all in one trip. Start yours at Virginia.org.
Hear the news, then talk about it at the top and bottom of every hour throughout the day. Breaking news, stimulating talk, only on Talk Radio 680, WCBM, and 99.9 FM in Harford County. The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680, WCBM, and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM. Baltimore is listening.
All right, we're talking about Governor Wes Moore and also Ken Olmedt, who is the chairman of the Maryland Democrats. Fran in the text line says, as soon as Governor smiles a lot, starts stuttering and speaking quickly, you can tell he knows he's in trouble. Let's just call it what he actually is, Kamala on steroids or East Coast Kamala. Thank you, Fran. I agree with you. Romaine in Baltimore. Romaine, you wanted to weigh in?
Hey, Camille, how you doing? I'm just saying, I didn't watch the town hall meeting because I don't entertain what's more in his lies. And as far as that surplus of money, all he did was grease his puppet master's pockets and his. Yeah. And that's the same place where the lottery money going to, in their pockets.
Yeah.
But okay. I have lived long enough to know that God will remove our obstacles out of our way. And he's got to go.
Yeah. Yeah, Romaine, I hope you're right. And I read the comments earlier, I don't know if you heard, but there are a lot of people that are really upset. It doesn't matter which side of the aisle they're on. So hopefully people will finally wake up here.
Yeah, I heard you talking about it. I'm glad people waking up and seeing that snake for who he really is.
Yep. Romaine, have a great week. Thank you so much for calling in.
You too.
Thank you. Yeah, you know, it's pretty wild if you think about it, but I thought the biggest aha moment there was the Maryland Piedmont Reliability Project and what he said about the PSC. He basically said, in case you missed it, in case you're just joining us, he's basically saying that he's going to allow the commission to make whatever decision they want to make. Now, he does appoint the commission. He did admit that he does appoint the commission, the seats and people that are there. But at the same time, he's saying he's not going to get involved. And so if they pull this eminent domain, he's going to pretend like he doesn't see it. He's already saying, he's basically laying out the framework, because the way that he danced around the response, he said, what did he say? He says, I don't believe in eminent domain. Well, nobody asked you if you believed in eminent domain. We're wondering if it's going to happen. I don't believe in the tooth fairy, but here we are. I got Laura in Hunt Valley. Laura, you want to weigh in?
I just wanted to clarify one thing with you with regard to the governor and the Californication comment in the Wall Street Journal. I wanted to ask you, Kim, didn't Governor Moore hire, I think her name is Serena McElwain, to be our environmental czar, the Secretary of the Environment? And didn't she work for Gavin Newsom as undersecretary for the Secretary of the Environment out there?
Oh, you know
and
what?
Wouldn't that indicate that they're trying to implement the same policies here that were implemented in California, like electric cars in 2030?
Well, you know what, Laura? I'm going to take a look at that. You know what? Wait a minute. I'm looking at it right now. Yeah, Serena. She's
it's easy to find.
She's the one. Yeah, her Wikipedia says yes. She used to work in California. You're absolutely correct. So why is he upset? Why is he upset? He is California.
Well, he had nerve to call that article stupid.
But that's exactly what he's doing. Wow.
Right,
Laura, you are the MVP this morning. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Have a great day. Wow, and here it is. It's right on the Maryland.gov website, Serena. Wow. But it was a stupid headline, according to Governor Wes Moore. All right, we'll continue this conversation. You can keep weighing in on this, of course. I'll read some of your text messages. And then coming up next, also, we've got Glenn Gilhar. We'll talk to him about Governor Wes Moore and some of these bills in Annapolis, because some of them are pretty ridiculous, but I'm sure you will not be shocked.
Is your wear and carry permit about to expire? Don't wait until it's too late. At Free State Gun Range, we offer initial and renewal courses to keep you prepared.